Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
TalkSport. Hey, this is the TalkSport here. I'm Fem Buckley with Kane Reeves. And is another trophy going to pass Klopp by?
Towards the edge of the six-yard box, Skamaka is there to finish it off. And Atalanta in behind the Liverpool defence again. This to finish it. Comes back to Pasalic. It's in. It's 3-0. And Liverpool are in massive trouble in the Europa League.
It was a result that Klopp wasn't really keen to talk about much afterwards.
You can make this the shortest press conference of all time. It just was a really bad game. Oh, my God.
But to be fair, we all know what Liverpool can do on European nights. So, you know, anything can happen. But Klopp isn't looking that far ahead to the second leg.
What I can say, I'm not in the mood to think now about a game which is in a week's time when we have another one in between. But what we definitely will try for that, we have to play really good. We try to win the game. First and foremost now, Sunday. That's much more important now.
West Ham are also on the verge of being knocked out.
In comes the corner, swung in deep. Oh, Boniface! It's two. It has unravelled really quickly at the end of the game. Against a side who haven't been beaten since May.
But this is what they do, Leverkusen. They get late goals, and they've done that with the two goals that they've got in this match.
Of course, last night meant we had a few unhappy hammers call the sports bar.
He made the same decisions. We're 1-0 down, he puts two defenders on. He takes two forwards off. And we're 2-0 down.
It was 2-1 to Aston Villa in the first leg of their quarter-final in the Conference League against Lille. It was Unai Emery's 1,000th game as a manager. John McGinn and Ollie Watkins scoring.
They are very focused, they are competitive, they are good team, good structure playing, tactically good. There we are going to try to extend another 90 minutes, trying to understand our game plan there and trying to be clinical as well.
Now, the Premier League have decided to mix up their financial rules. So does that mean no more points deductions?
Well, no, but clubs should be able to spend a bit more. The TalkSport website explains it all. Nuno's Forest have already lost 4 points because of the current rules and says they do need tweaking.
I never experienced this situation. I think none of us has experienced this before. It's a mess, isn't it? So much things going on that we cannot clearly know what's going to happen. So let's leave it this way and wait. And me and the players are only focused on our tasks.
We're going to get some new tech in the Premier League next season. Clubs have decided to bring in semi-automated offside technology. It's thought that it will cut the average length of VAR checks by 31 seconds. New tech in the Premier League. What can possibly go wrong?
One of the biggest events on the sporting calendar got underway yesterday, the Masters.
Bryan DeChambeau is the first round leader, carding a 7-under round of 65. Scotty Scheffler has closed in fast. He's just one shot behind. England's Danny Willett, he enjoyed a strong start at 4-under with Rory McIlroy finishing at 1-under.
We'll keep you updated throughout the competition on TalkSport.
And don't forget, there'll be four more races live from the Aintree Grand National meeting on TalkSport today. There'll also be comprehensive coverage over on TalkSport 2, and that's the place to be for Plymouth Leicester in the Championship tonight on the free TalkSport app.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.